I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're going to continue the season wrap-up interviews for both baseball and softball. We started yesterday with Emory High School Baseball. We caught up with manager Chase Julian, and if you missed that interview, you can listen to it right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. We're going to continue switch schools, switch sports. Now we're going to talk Carbon High School, and we'll go softball. Lady Dinos put together a fantastic season. Tournament may not have went as planned. They take home a fourth-place finish. We'll talk about that and more. Right now, we have manager Kurt Nunley over the phone. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coach. If we go back and talk about the state tournament last week, I honestly feel, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it was kind of the beginning of what could have been a marvelous run to a state championship. Unfortunately, it was kind of the beginning of the end, and that's the loss to Grantsville 4-3. This team ends up winning the state championship, but I truly feel like if you guys find a way to come out on top in this game, you probably win a state title. I think that game Friday was that important.
Absolutely. You know, Jordan, we had a lot of confidence going into that game against Grantsville, and when we went in with that confidence against Grantsville, you know, the girls had a different vibe, and you know, I knew that the girls were ready to play when it came to that game. And, you know, it was just unfortunate. The ball just didn't bounce the way that we would like. But I was proud of my girls. They were loose coming off the bus that morning. They were ready to play. And, you know, they gave everything that, you know, Grantsville could handle. And I'm really proud of my team, how they played against them.
I think any time we have two squads of this magnitude, Coach, the first statistic that typically is very telling, errors and walks, right? When we take a look at the errors, Carbon has two errors in this game. And for those who think that's a very simplistic statistic, I'll give you one better. Haven Byerly allows only two earned runs but gives up four runs. Final score in this game is 4-3. So you can pinpoint that right there. Two errors proved to be very costly, and there were also seven walks in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the errors will definitely kill you, and so will the walks will kill you in the game. You know, you can also look at, I can't remember, but I think we had a few base runners in scoring position as well in that game, and we just didn't, get those base runners in when we needed them in. But yeah, you're definitely right. Where you could look at the errors, you could look at the walks, but also you can look at how many, you know, base runners that we left stranded in scoring position, and all that together is, you know, the makeup of the result of the game that we had.
You guys seem, Coach, and this is fast-forwarding and even talking about the game against Manti, which ultimately ended the season. In the Manti game, it's 6-0 Templars going into the second frame. It seemed like you guys played from behind almost exclusively on Friday, right? I mean, you guys had to work your way out of holes, which is not something that you really had to do a whole lot of in the regular season. The girls typically responded, but you were giving teams advantages early on in games.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, obviously we got down 6-0, you know, obviously in the top of the first inning. But I'm happy the way that my team fought. Very, very, courageous in that game with all the, you know, all the mishaps that was happening in that game. And the girls, they really fought back and they really wanted it. They really wanted that to win that game. You know, unfortunately, we just ran out of innings there at the end. And, you know, a few base running errors, you know, some walks and, you know, those kind of things. That's just part of the game, and that just happens. But, you know, that's stuff that went our way. And unfortunately, we just came out losing that game 12-10. But I'm very, very happy with the way that my girls played. They never gave up. You know, they were down 6-0. You know, some teams, if they're down 6-0 that early, they just, you know, leave their heads down and they don't even fight back. My girls, they fought back. They fought back hard, and I've got to give them credit because of the way that they tried to fight back and win that game.
Coach Mint, when you talk about the mentality of the team, and this has been the case, I think, for quite some time. I think you started to develop this during your first stint as manager, and I think it stuck with the program through two coaching changes as well. The idea that a fourth-place finish is not good enough. And, you know, you look at it, you say it's a terrific season, but I actually love the fact that when we talk, the girls aren't happy with a fourth-place finish, because there are some programs in the state that would look at that and say, hey, we played well. We took home fourth place. I love that this program is at the level to where they view this as not a successful season. I think there's beauty in that.
Yeah, that was that loss against Manti on Friday. It was a heartbreaking loss. We sat there in the field for, you know, quite a while as a team and just kind of reminisced over the season. But the girls, they knew that they're a better team than a fourth place team. They knew it, and some calls don't go your way, and some things just don't go your way, and that just sometimes that's just how the game ends up playing. Coaches make mistakes. Obviously, players make mistakes. Umpires make mistakes. A lot of things play in part there, but the girls really felt like they should have been playing against, you know, Grantsville for that state championship game. And I agree with them. We were the only team in the state tournament that gave Grantsville any kind of challenge. We're the only team that actually scored against Grantsville. Grantsville only gave up 3 runs in the whole tournament, and that was against Carbon. And we lost to them 4-3. So in my opinion, I honestly think that, if we would have saw Grantsville again, I think it would have been, just as good a game, if not better.
Again, our guest right now is manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dino softball squad. Coach, I have to get your perspective on illegal pitches. It's the second consecutive year that, unfortunately, it's hovered around, I don't want to say the program, but it has hovered around the state tournament. This goes back to last year. I know this was a big deal, right? Coaches talking about illegal pitches. Where do we stand on that? What are your thoughts, and how did that ultimately affect Carbon's run at the state tournament?
Well, it affected it pretty bad. Haven pitched against Manti twice. First time she pitched against them, 14 strikeouts. Second time she pitched against them, 16 strikeouts. Third time we played them, something ended up happening. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But, if they're going to be calling certain types of violations, they need to start doing that in the regular season so we can get things corrected and worked out before the state tournament gets here. Unfortunately, I had to take Haven out even before the first inning even started, just because the umpire was calling a lot of illegal pitches, and she even adjusted to what he was saying, and he kept calling it. And I kept telling him that. I said, she's adjusting to what you're telling her to do, but you're still calling it. And then he kept telling me, well, that's because she keeps going out. And, to me, I just think that, if we're going to be calling certain types of illegal type of pitches, then we need to make sure that we're doing it in the regular season. Like in college, they have a pitching box that those pitchers, they have to stay in that pitching box. But in high school, we don't draw the lines, but then all of a sudden we get to state and they call it. I just think it's, in my opinion, Jordan, they need to start, if they're going to call that certain thing, then we need to start drawing the lines. That's where I'm at on that whole situation.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, Coach, and I don't want to put you on a spot, but I almost feel like I have to ask this question. I think over the course of a season, you see kids at 2A, 3A levels that dominate competition. And anytime someone at the 2, 3, or 4A level dominate competition, they attract eyes. Do you almost feel like it was a witch hunt based off domination, based off of level of performance? Is that a fair statement?
I would think it's a fair statement. Haven's been dominating as a pitcher since she was a sophomore, and it just seemed like every single year there was something that she was doing illegal, and then she'd fix it, and then all of a sudden there was something else that was illegal. So I honestly think that, once you see someone that's dominating, then obviously you know, something has to come up to where they can pretty much take that dominant player out of the game. And that's, in my opinion, that's kind of what happened. But, you know, it's unfortunate that things happened the way that they did. And you know, like I said before, the girls came back. They fought hard. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't get that win, because we would have got that win. How much of an adrenaline and energy that the whole team would have had if we would have got that win going in on Saturday. But, we can't change the past, and we just move forward. That's what we do.
Yeah, Coach, I do want to get your perspective on the senior class that you say goodbye to. They won a lot of games over the course of their tenure at Carbon High School. I mean, a lot of games. It's a pretty special senior group, and I know that they're part of a group that has set kind of a tradition at Carbon High School.
Yeah, that senior group, they've won a lot, in their high school career. They've had 3 region championships all in a row. They took 3rd place as sophomores. They went into the state tournament as the number 1 ranked team as juniors. And then this year, they obviously went into the state tournament ranked 4th, and they ended up taking 4th in state. To me, that's a pretty good resume, if you ask me. And these girls, they really have left a legacy for the younger girls. They've helped those younger girls on what they need to carry on, because these senior girls have been in the program for, 3 years, and so they've really helped the younger girls to be able to develop and know the things that we do in practices and stuff. And so, this senior class, they're a winning class, and not just in softball, but they're going to be winners in life too, and that's what we try to teach as coaches. We want them to be able to be good teammates, but we also want to make them good citizens of society, and these seniors will do that.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. The future for Carbonite softball, I think you guys are going to be very competitive next year. I'm curious as to your thoughts on the group you have coming back and what you guys will do in the offseason.
Yeah, the group coming back next year, we got, several juniors that were playing on the varsity team this year, so we'll have a little bit of experience at the varsity level next year. I'm looking forward to those new seniors that are going to be seniors next year. I'm looking forward to them, and hopefully they can carry on the leadership and the tradition that these seniors this year have done. In the off season, we plan on just doing like we have normally, starting in the fall, just do some open fields, and then during the winter months, just do some open gyms and get after it that way. We also do some fitness conditioning that we have the girls do, once or twice a week when school starts up again, doing some fitness conditioning that way. So those are some things that we're planning on doing and continue doing in the off season.
Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on. So much fun to talk about the girls. I always appreciate all the time that you give us. I look forward to catching up with you again in the summer, getting some updates on some of the off-season programs as well. So thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
Again, that's manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dinos taking out the time to join us and recapping the 2023 season and state tournament. We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll flip talk Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky will join us. What's happening right now with the Yankees and Blue Jays? We have a rivalry, and I think we're getting very, very close to seeing two teams brawl, like legitimately brawl. I personally love it. We'll talk about that when we return.